Welcome to the Igniting Hope Podcast, where you will experience catalytic encouragement and practical tools to renew your mind with truth instead of lies, so you can experience transformation in your emotions, circumstances, and influence. Let's break off self-limiting beliefs together like never before.
The title of today's message is Goliath's Morning and Evening Taunts. He was taunting the children of Israel in 1 Samuel 17. I mean, we know the story of David and Goliath, and we love the part where David, the underdog, defies the odds and defeats the giant. And what inspiration have we received and people have received for thousands of years just about that as we face our own Goliaths. I run at my Goliaths. That's one of my favorite declarations. And that's what David did. But it's what was happening before that, that I want to talk about today and how it relates into our lives. Now, in 1 Samuel 17, it talks about the situation there where you got the Philistines on one mountain, you got the Israelites led by King Saul on the other side, and there's a valley in between, and it describes, it goes in great length to describe how big Goliath was and all of his armor. And he was taunting them. He was saying, hey, bring out a man, you know, and if you win, we'll serve you. If we win, you serve us. And it seemed like there was no solutions. It seemed like it was a hopeless situation. And looking at this verse in verse 16, it says, and a Philistine drew near and presented himself 40 days, morning and evening. He presented himself morning and evening. And I just want to say that I believe morning and evening are two of the most important times in our lives or of each day. Lies can sound more real in the morning. Lies can sound more real in the evening. And it was what Goliath did. He was taunting. He was speaking lies. He was intimidating. He was saying, you can't win. It's hopeless. There are no solutions. Just submit yourself to us. And that's really how the enemy works. His only weapon is the lie. He's called the deceiver. And the nature of deception is that we don't know we're deceived, by the way. Now, here's his goal as being the deceiver. He wants us to believe something is true that isn't true. Just like in this situation, Goliath and demonic hordes behind him were trying to convince the Israelites it was hopeless, there's no solutions. And you know, when you even think about the situation, and you know, I can imagine King Saul and his main leaders saying, our prayers aren't working. There's no solutions. God's not doing anything. Things are only getting worse. You know, these thoughts, and all the while, the Lord has already prepared the victory. He's already prepared a boy named David practicing out in with the sheep and out in the fields with slingshots and preparing his heart, and there was a solution that was coming that they didn't even know about. By the way, there's solutions coming for you you don't even know about, things that don't even seem connected. It wasn't even part of Saul's plan. It wasn't part of the army's plan. It wasn't a new weapon. It wasn't them strategizing with as commanders, okay, let's do this. It was outside of their thoughts. The victory came from outside. And it's the same way with you. The victory is coming for you. It's coming outside of what you think is the solution. God's bringing solutions for and provision and breakthrough in ways that are going to surprise you in the days ahead. So you think about this, Goliath taunting, morning and evening taunts, intimidation, lies, seeking to create fear of the future for God's people. And it hasn't changed today. The Goliath, you know, the Goliath may not be a literal giant, and almost certainly isn't, but it's a giant situation. It's a giant intimidation. It's a giant problem. It's a giant mountain that's standing in the way, so to speak, of our promises, of breakthrough, morning and evening. I think about in Joshua 1:8, Joshua, the new leader for the children of Israel, Moses has died. Now he has stepped into leadership role and he gives all these commands, be strong and be courageous. By the way, that's a word for you and me today. Be strong, be courageous. Why? Why did the Lord say that to him so many times in Joshua chapter 1? Because he was tempted to not be strong and to be fearful. And we're all tempted to not be strong and to be fearful. But listen to this. In verse 8, and I've shared this verse many times in about other teachings, but I want to draw something else out today. Verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. And I believe we can say morning and evening, day and night, that you may observe all that is written in it, that you may make your way prosperous and be of good success. Now it says meditate. That means mutter. It's a term, mutter in it day and night. Now, some would say, well, do it continually. But I believe there a case could be made, have a morning time and have an evening time with the Lord, where you're muttering in the word, where you're meditating on the word, where you're thinking of the word. And meditate also comes from a word that describes how a cow chews its cud. You know, cow has four stomachs. And I know it's kind of a gross example, but it's, wow, they goes in first stomach, then they bring it back up and chew it again, go back in second stomach. And you get the point. It's meditating. It's the truth. Jesus said, the truth will make you free. John 8:31-30 says, if you abide in my words, you are my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And so it's abiding in his word. And I believe morning and night, there some abiding in his word is powerful. And it says a great result. It's going to cause us to obey what's in the word, and then we will make our way prosperous and be of good success. It's the opposite of being defeated. It's the opposite of being defeated. And even the verse I shared out of John 8:31-32, where it says, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. If you stay in the word, it says, you will know the truth. It's going to start that chain reaction. You abide, you're going to know. You're going to get revelation. And then it says, and the truth will do a work in your life. It's not you trying better. It's not you trying harder. The word is working. The truth makes you free, first in your emotions, then in your circumstances. Hey, there's another verse very similar to that in Psalm 1. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, woohoo, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Wow, whatever he does shall prosper. And it comes from this commitment to meditate day and night. And again, I'll say have something in the morning and something in the evening where you're in the Word, where you're meditating, you're muttering on it, you're abiding in it. Man, and it's got such great promises, just like Joshua 1:8, where success, prosper. And here it says, whatever he does shall prosper. My, oh my, whatever, by the way, whatever you touch shall prosper. That's God's will for your life. That's God's will for our life, that we have the Midas touch, so to speak. And so as we look at this, and morning and evening, our habits, morning and evening, are so powerful. We're getting ready to start our transformational mind renewal course here. If you're listening to this podcast soon after release, it's going to start April 1st, 2024. And we have what we call belief workouts in the morning and evening. They're only a few minutes long, but they're taking the principle of what I'm talking about here and getting the truth in us, getting that meditation, getting that abiding in us morning and evening. And it's a counterattack. It's a way to overcome the tendency of allowing the mornings and allowing the evenings to be times where the giants come out and they're talking to us. It's not working. It's only getting worse. You know, the lies, the deception that wants to come. Again, it seems more real. And it seems more the truth, morning and evening. Wow. Hey, I believe this. God's going to take this message. He's going to help you get a creative idea. Some of you are going to need to include other people. You're going to say, hey, can we do something? Can we connect just for a few minutes every morning or a few minutes every evening? Or can I tell you, here's my plan, and I believe I want to start this habit. Will you help me? Will you pray with me? Can I just tell you how it's going? The Lord's going to do something, and it's not just to overcome the fear. It's not just to get on top emotionally, but what I'm talking about here and what we shared out of Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1, John 8:31 and 32, it's going to create success. It's going to create prosperity. Whatever you do will prosper. It's going to create freedom in your life. I'm also hearing this, and I think this is the last thing I want to say. I'm also hearing that some of you are going to get this message is going to go so deep. You're going to actually create things in the morning and evening where people are going to partner with what you're doing, and it's going to bring great breakthrough. Goliaths are going to come down, and it's going to be such a help to people who are longing for victory, longing to overcome anxiety, longing to be significant. It's going to happen. My, oh my. Goliath, morning and evening, Goliath, morning and evening taunts. Deception. Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast, this message from Igniting Hope Ministries. I'm Steve Backlund, and what a privilege it is to share this. And I just believe that this is a message some of you are going to want to listen to over and over and over again. It's going to get into your spirit. Hey, if you know of somebody else who would benefit by it, just send it to them. And if you like our podcast, why don't you subscribe? Why don't you, wherever you're able, just leave a comment. And that would really bless us. Let us know at info@ignitinghope.com if these podcasts are blessing you or if you have an idea for a podcast. I already mentioned it, our Transformational Mind Renewal course, 5-month course starting here at the beginning of April 2024. It is our strongest teaching on mind renewal. I believe this. We have some of the most practical, hope-filled teaching on mind renewal, Romans 12, 2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I believe we have some of the most practical teaching in the world. And we love helping people. We've had many go through this course. We're doing it again. IgnitingHopeAcademy.com, IgnitingHopeAcademy.com. You can find out about that. You can find out about our online Igniting Marriages course as well. And by the way, if you can't afford something we're doing, let us know what you can do. We never want finances to block people from being able to participate and be able to get this transformation in their life. Hey, just where I'm going to be, I'll be in Wichita, Kansas in April. I'll be in Maryland at the Dove International Leadership Conference as well in April. Be at Bethel, Atlanta, and Life Church in Salem, Oregon. In the month of May, I will be in San Diego and Albany, Oregon. In the month of, what month? June. And then I'll be near Omaha, Nebraska at the end of July, and then in New York in July, and Australia. We're working on some other places as well. And so, yeah, just love for you to check out our website, ignitinghope.com. You can find the itinerary. You can sign up for our newsletters. And we're here to ignite your hope. That's our assignment. There's no hopeless circumstances. There's just people who do not have hope. Hope is excited about the future. The more hope we have, the more excitement we'll have about the future. The less hope we have, the less excitement we'll have about the future. There's no condemnation if we're not excited about the future, but the problem isn't so much circumstantial. The problem is our belief systems. Hope is the belief that the future will be better than the present, and we have the power to help make it so. I believe after love, hope is the most powerful leadership quality that there is. That our hope level determines our influence level. And he who has the most hope has the most influence. Romans 15, 13 says, listen to this, increasing hope is the evidence we're renewing our mind with truth instead of lies. Decreasing hope is the evidence we're renewing our mind with lies instead of truth. And remember, too, the joy of the Lord is your strength. A merry heart is good like medicine. According to Romans 14, 17, joy is one-third of the kingdom. I believe everything, righteousness, peace, and joy, that's the three parts of the kingdom. I believe everything in the kingdom can fit under one of those. And joy is one of them. Joy is not the optional fruit of the Spirit for just certain personalities, but it's a strength. And I don't need strength at the end of the battle. I need strength in the middle of the battle. For pretty much everybody listening, today's just not a good day to be radically joyful. There's too much uncertainty around us. There's too many issues. The people are doing things. Government, and it's not that we don't get concerned about those, but ultimately, the joy of the Lord is our strength. God's joy for us, his joy in us. It's our strength. And you, like me, got a lot of things going. I need strength today. And so we stir it up through thanksgiving. Psalm 100 says we enter his gates with thanksgiving. And thanksgiving is a gate into so many things. A gate represents an entry point, entering into something new, something different, something higher. And thanksgiving is a gateway to joy. The more we focus on what we have, the blessings we have, rather than focusing on what we think we don't have or what we think isn't working or, you know, how far we need to go rather than being thankful for how far we've come, then we're not going to be joyful. But as we are thankful, it's going to increase joy. And then delight yourself. I love reading in Psalm 1 today that his delight is in the law of the Lord. And Psalm 37, verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And the context of Psalm 37, verse 4 is the delighter is delighting with unfulfilled desires. Outcomes that he or she wants to see happen that haven't happened yet. Disappointments. They're called desires. Do you have any desires in your life that haven't happened yet? Well, delighting in the Lord is one of the keys, because hope people live while they're waiting. Faith people who don't value hope are waiting to live, because faith people who don't value hope tend to believe they can't live until what they're believing for happens. But faith people with hope are still believing for that to happen, but they're living while they're waiting, and that's the delighting. Woohoo! Lord, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see what you're going to do in that situation. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to do it. And it's that childlikeness. My definition of joy is the childlike wonder and excitement of working with God instead of working for God. And it's the delighter who is walking in this manifestation of joy. And what's so key about it is that that delighting causes our soul to prosper, which increases the likelihood of our desires being fulfilled and seeing them fulfilled. Oh my, I am blessed, I am happy, I am thankful. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. Again, ignitinghope.com, ignitinghopeacademy.com, Transformational Mind Renewal Course. And I just want to thank those of you who also so financially into Igniting Hope. You can go to ignitinghope.com and find out how you can be one of our vision partners in sowing consistently into Igniting Hope. We've got some great benefits, some great things for you that are there. And if you can't even sow in, just pray for us. We thank you so much for that. But I know some of you are going to want to partner with this message, and it's going to help us take it farther. And I believe you'll be blessed by sowing in. We're good soil. That's what I believe. Also, one more thing. First Friday and Saturday in May 2024, the Abounding Hope and Joy Conference here in Redding, California. If you're looking for a point to be with Wendy and me and our team, it's our strongest content, two powerful days of celebration, joy, mind renewal, declarations, great fellowship, great presence of the Lord, powerful celebrative worship. That's going to be happening at ignitinghopeacademy.com. Thanks so much for listening or watching this message on our YouTube broadcast. Blessings.
Thank you so much for listening. You can be a part of our live stream of this Igniting Hope podcast by joining our social media channels on YouTube and Facebook and hitting notifications. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing and leaving a review. Help us get the message of hope out to more people by liking and sharing this podcast. Also, we have so many more incredible resources for you, including books, events, and courses on our website, ignitinghope.com. And why don't you say this concerning the message in today's podcast? I receive it, and I'll never be the same again.